So we're holding here Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. 15 lines down. Amr b'Shu ben Levi. Shu ben Levi said, "Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz." You can't give smicha in chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara, "My ein smicha." What does it mean, "Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz"? Ilay me deloy dine dine knasis klal b'chutz la'aretz. You can't be done knas in chutz la'aretz. V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Sanhedrin ahegas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. They could paskin dine knasis in chutz la'aretz. So you can't tell me that when Yishuv and Levi said Ein Smicha B'Chutzla, it means you can't pass in Knas B'Chutzla. Ella, so what did he mean? D'lay Samchinon B'Chutzla. You can't give Smicha on Chutzla. It means you only can give Smicha on Oetz and not on Chutzla. Dr. Ashi, Ilem D'lay D'Lanina D'Nei Knas B'Chutzla, V'achar Kam Ein Smicha Me'Elas B'Chutzla, V'afilis Samchu B'Oetz, you can't pass in Chutzla. Yeah. So what was the Yishuv and Levi telling you? That you can't give smicha in chutz la'aretz. Now, if you remember, we had on Daf Hey, we had a whole Gemara about we got Rishus to Paskin. But one second, before that, we said over here that Faket, Mehacha Lahasam, Hacha was in Bavel, is much better than to getting the Rishus to Paskin and Bavel is much better than getting the Shusta Paskin at Shul. The Gemara said, the Yasa Shevet Mi Yehuda, here is a Shrara, here is not a Shrara. So you see, Faket, that over here was much easier to Paskin. If you got a Shus in Bavel, it was much better than getting the Shus in at Shul. And here the Gemara is saying, Faket. Shubban Levi is saying that ain't Smicha b'chutz la'aretz, you can't give Smicha b'chutz la'aretz. I mean, Smicha is a different thing. Smicha is not what we spoke about on the fe. Let's say smicha is all different then. But he was talking about stam paskin. He didn't smicha. So now, talking about pshita saimchim bechutz laaretz v'nismachim baaretz. It's pashit that you give smicha in chutz laaretz v'nismachim baaretz. Ha'amiran delay. That means, let's say, you were giving smicha, you were standing, the Reish Bezdin was standing in Chutz La'aretz and trying to give smicha to someone in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't work. Because we said, Lay Samchinam B'Chutz La'aretz. So what does this mean? How was he, via text, via phone? How was he giving him smicha? He was standing at Chutz La'aretz, the Baalat, the Rebbe, and the Talmud is standing in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't work because the Rebbe is standing in Chutz La'aretz. And we just said that in Chutz La'aretz, you can't give smicha.
There's no putting your hands on the person, right? It's just saying.
We said not. We said calling Rebbe. So what does that mean? Across the border?
Right, because if there's a chilek where the person is.
Yeah? It's a funny type of case. Okay. So we're standing guys to
a
man by the border.
We just said a minute ago that you can't do it.
Right.
So why is it funny?
I'm saying it's a matter of border case.
Right.
So let's see Rashi. One second, let's just go to the next. So Gemara is saying, if you're standing in Chutz La'aretz, if the Rebbe is standing in Chutz La'aretz and the Talmud standing in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't work. If the Rebbe is standing in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud is in Chutz La'aretz, the Baal HaSmicha is standing in Chutz La'aretz, what's the halacha? That means, we said halacha that you can give smicha only in Eretz Yisrael. So does that mean that they both have to be standing in Eretz Yisrael, or just the guy that's giving the smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael? Dr. Ashi.
The other way around that.
That the guy that's giving smicha cannot be in Chutz La'aretz.
That receiving smicha wouldn't be enough for him to be in
Eretz Yisrael. That's Pashi. That's Pshit. Zogashi. Pshit is something with Chutz La'aretz and Sachem Ba'atzim and Ebavel, Naisen, Shus, Ta'achat, Shabbat, Yisrael, Lodim, Knossis, Ha'am, and Deloi. We said you can't do that. There ain't smicha, but Chutz La'aretz. We keep on the Yihavi Gabon, Hacha, if it'll be in front of us, Lai Matzina, Lemis, Mechei, Kolshkein, Echad, the Lesser Gabon, Kolshkein, where he's not within us. Which means, Kol Shekein is not in Chutz La'aretz, and he's not in front of us, that it doesn't work. Why is that a Kol Shekein?
It should be the same thing, once he's not in... Bluetooth. It's a Kol Shekein. It's a Kol Shekein.
one who's making it doesn't have a koyach, where he is, so how do you expect him to have like this shliach? Doesn't have that name.
Yeah, that means he's not. It's not that. It's not like you were talking that it's one guy standing here, one guy standing here, and they're talking to each other over the border. It's talking about that you're sending it through a shliach. You know, you had him ready 2 days before. Now he went to Eretz Yisrael. You're sending it through a shliach. So we tell you that for sure doesn't work. But the shaila is, if you were in Eretz Yisrael, he's not standing next to the Samech. Is that considered like he's by him? Do you have to be in front of him or not? Which means, Ba'etzim, we agree that it should work. Because the Rebbe's standing in Eretz Yisrael. And he's the one giving the smicha. It's not a chutz la'aretz question. And the Yad Ramah is very bothered. Why did Rashi learn like that? It's a new question. Do you have to be standing next to him or not? That's really what's going on. It could have been both in Chutz La'aretz or both in Eretz Yisrael. Do you have to be standing next to him or not? That's what the Yad Ramah learns all day from Shat in this Gemara. But Rashi's learning that the Shaila is, do you have to be standing next to him or not? That's it.
By the way, what does it mean
Sanhedrin?
What does that mean?
We could pass Kandina Knossos.
Doesn't mean Sanhedrin.
No, it doesn't mean, it means Sanhedrin Paskin. Right, the Gebat Adinim, the Paskin Knossos. So that's it, light Rashi again. The question was, do you have to be standing in front of him, or you can send a piece of paper and tell him, you got smicha from me? So the Toshma, Rabbi Yechon have mitztayah le de Hashem ve'Abba. Rabbi Yechon was mitztayah of Hashem ve'Abba. The loy have a gabay, the lismichay, that he wasn't in front of him to give him smicha. So you see, they have to be in front of him. So the Ma'avaitim, Shimon ben Zirud.
Is it more Medjuk tackle like this that
he was Mitztar or
weird? They couldn't get to each other.
That's it? He's just Mitztar, but it worked?
No, you see, it didn't work. He couldn't give him smicha. Yeah. Yeah. If Shimon ben Zirud, interesting name, Vechad Ime, and someone else with him, Umanu, who's that? Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai. Why do we have to say there was someone with him and who's that? Why do we have to make a question and answer? Why would you say who it was? Huh?
Like
the Gemara a lot of times does this. Va'amila, and some say the opposite. Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, v'chad iman. Another person was with him. And who's that? Umanu Shimon ben Zirud. Chad havigabayu samchu. The person that one was with him, one of these people were with him, so he gave him smicha. Chad havigabayu lo samchu. He wasn't with him. So you see, like Rashi more, like the Shekhar Tai is that you have to be with him. You can't give smicha over via text. Rav Chanina ben Abayshia, have a kamishtakid. Rav Yochanan was trying to give them smicha. Lahav mistayim milsa. For some reason, it never worked out. There weren't enough people. He never had three people. Couldn't get three people when he wanted to give him smicha. Have a kamishtayat tuva. He was very bothered. I'm trying to give you smicha. I can't give you smicha. Amar lei, they told him, don't worry. Then mistayim ma. Don't be worried about that. The nam in the base Eli kasino. We come from the children of Eli. How do we know that the children of Eli are not going to get smicha? It says a pasuk that they're not going to be a zaken. My zaken. What does it mean? Zaken. Elam is zaken mamish. The children aren't going to be old. They're not going to live long. Anyone that comes out of you, yamusu anashim. They're going to die young. Musa Anashim actually explains that once they come to 18 or something, they're going to die young because Eli HaKohen's children, Eli HaKohen was a big tzaddik, but his children went off to death.
We had this already, no? Eli HaKohen? Somebody
that died young?
Yeah, the group in Klal Yisrael.
Okay. So, Bekitza, so it can't be that, so you don't need a pasuk to tell you they're not going to be old. If it says the pasuk right before that, they're not going to die young.
They're just in Avera, the technical Avera, wasn't.
But still, you see that. Okay, but they got a claw for that. Ella smicha.
Yeah, we know it already.
Yeah, Ella, it's coming to tell you like yeah, zaken means smicha. So don't worry that you tried to give a smicha that didn't work. Yeah, we have this already. The pasuk tells us that we're not going to get smicha.
Abayim Rav never got smicha for that reason.
Why? Yeah, so they never got okay. Zok Yashi. Oh, we'll see.
That was because one had more milk for some than the other.
Yeah, we'll see. Right, yeah, that's the Gemara. Right.
Wasn't mistaken.
Rosh Hashanah that it was referring to. Zok Yashi. Le'mistayim milk shayyeh etzloi le'hayim mitzah shnayim shayyeh tzarafim. He couldn't find for some reason. He was never able to find two people that would tzaraf. We need three. That means there's a certain Tzat Shemaya, you see that, you know, there's this year that was telling me, by Chaim once, big Mekubal, and he said that Ariza or the Ramchal, they said that if you do a bris, he knew the shameless of a bris, and they said that if you do this, it's a guarantee that the child is going to be a Talmud Chacham, a Gadol B'Tah. He says, since he learned these machshavas, took many years, no one calls him a fibris anymore. He was a mile many times. So Seat Shmaya, that just doesn't happen. What was going on there? Chaim tried to fly him in for his bris, you know. No. He'd lie for it, and it's true. Yeah, but kids, so sometimes, even though we're ready to give you smicha, we're ready to do whatever we could, you deserve it, but it doesn't work. Mishtaket machzeh umetzapa. He would look the same way. Come on, Kia, shake it, Ani. Minayim shein esmachan lebe seili, shein and zeichan li esmachan, and not zeicha. Zak and mamish baba yam, haksiv kal mamish besach yimus anashim, shabal nechal anashim, bet shmen hetze, shana lamali lima hadu mechtave. Why does the Pasuk have to say it again? Ela smicha. It's coming to tell you, you're not going to get smicha. It's like, Yashi, shafil hachacham abam lechazik, even the chacham come old, kigoyna yidei teire, ugmiles chasadim. How are they going to live long? Either Pasuk says they're not going to live long because Torah Gemitz Chasadim lets you live long. You can't do regular tshuva, but Torah Gemitz Chasadim you're going to live long. But you're not going to have zikna. Fascinating Gemara. If they stayed away from getting smicha, why? The Amar Abelazel La'olam Abekibul V'Kayim. You should always stay away from the limelight. So that's not just means the limelight. Rashi explains here. Try not to become a rav. Have a kibul over the kaim, v'tichy. If you stay away from it, you'll live long. Why? Kalei mahachik min rabbanus. Stay away from rabbanus. Shemekrevis is bala. It kills the bailam. So what? Yes. Yeah, so how can you become a rav? Well, help me out, Rav Mezna.
At least it's there's a big klala. If you could pass it and other people can't, then you don't, you get a klala.
Good for Terutzim at all, but the guy's going to live long. The guy's going to live. So.
Because there were other people there. There were other people that could have done
that. That's not what it says. Rashi, yeah, I'm just saying. Reb Zeir is telling you, Reb Zeir did not want to get smicha. He was worried, he says, because if you're going to get smicha, then. Stay away from the limelight, Bekitza. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Kivan the Shama, once he heard, Lahad Amar Balaza ain't Oyla Ligdula. Elam came Michael Kalvanai. So if you're Oyla Ligdula, you're going to be, all your Avinas are going to be Nimchal. Amtsi Lea Nafshe. He took it upon himself to become a Rav.
Now it's a no brainer.
But so let him get it and then retire. No? So Meretz Chiyas learns up. First of all, like this. This is... Why is Hachim Rabbanus Grevis Bala? So this is not only Rabbanus. This is any type of Shara. So if you own a business, it's the same thing. Why? Because you're telling people what to do.
Where does it say what the Shara is?
I'm just trying to... and then... Right. So the Meretz Chiyas learns up that the Shara is that the reason why you should stay away from it because if you're giving musa, if you're telling people what to do and you don't act to it, so then it's... Yeah.
You're held to a higher standard.
You don't act to it. That's what Mitzchias learns up to Gemara. So once he saw that Michael Kalvanaisov, I guess he lived with it. If action has moved, then they start looking after, hey, what are you worth? But since Malchus was a fine, whatever. Vakapanim, that's how he learns up the Gemara. But anyways, like Yaakov saying that it's really a mission in Avos. Sinus Rabbanus. Okay, that's my name. Shot a minute. Fine. Zok Gemara right. The Ma'aser again. He did smichas. So he's the right thing. Yeah. Ki samchu leRab Zera. When they gave smicha to Reb Zera Shaule, they sang to him Hachi. Loi kechal. He doesn't have makeup on his eyes. Loi shirak. He doesn't have facial makeup. Loi pirchus. What's pirchus?
If
what it means here. Yeah, Rashi learns here. That means he didn't look good. It's not like he looked good. And still, v'yalas chayin, he had chayin on himself. That's what they're saying. That the reason why he's getting smicha, nothing to do with the way he looked. Right? It's the way metzias. Torah brings chayin. Anova brings chayin. So Rashi chal leinayim.
No, it says that he didn't
do anything
to himself. He put on makeup, right?
Yeah. But
like he should.
Right. Pichas lasei ashiu ulekala noa, shemayles chayim but like kala noa is pretty even without makeup.
This was sung by weddings.
Yeah. This is sung by weddings. They sang it by him, by smicha. That means he has it in him. It's not just the pshat that he looks like. You know, there's a musik that you see sometimes tzaddikim. They should have chayin on their face, right? You see the metzias. It's not just it's kedusha. Certain tzaddikim, you see it. You see it bechush. Yeah. Rabbi Vachtva, you see him. They always face shines. Some people. Okay, weiter. So the weiter. Kisim chuli Reb Ami Reb Asi. When they gave smicha to Reb Ami Reb Asi, to show who they sang hachi. Kol min dein smuchu lana. These types of people, we should give smicha to. The guy should kol min dein, kol kemoi elu, uki yaitze ben ha-yisemcha lana, shirui imem ha-smicha. Loi tismuchu, zok ma vayta, loi tismuchu lana, loi mi sa-mitin, we should not give smicha to sa-mitin. What sa-mitin, zok nashi, losin smertit, kaloi ma, shei nesin tam hogan l'devein, people that don't know how to give good reasoning to their words. V'loy misam misin. What's that, Zakrashi? Loshen Afchanim, people that turn over words. K'maysar says amikra. They switch over, misay filirayshe, they switch over psukim from beginning to end. Sh'mahafchan is time atayah, they switch over the reasoning. V'amilah, some say different. Loy mechamisin. So what does that mean? Zakrashi, chamsanim, sh'mayinim, loy mechamisin atayah, they don't say the reasoning. V'loy mitur misin. Yeah, right, they're stealing it from the Bible. Even the Rebelsky once told me that, he says when he doesn't like anymore, when he was talking about the bugs and the fish and the bugs in the water, I don't remember exactly which one. So he wrote a tshuva that it's muta. So he said that everyone was knocking him, everyone went through every nakuda, the tshuva, and he suffered so much, he said, you should have just written, you know, when you say reasoning sometimes, and it's good. Sometimes just say the halach and that's it. Simcha Zelig also, Chaim told Simcha Zelig, he says, don't tell me the reason, no, it wasn't Simcha Zelig, it was don't tell me the reason, just tell me the psak. Because the reason I'm going to start thinking, I can argue on you on this and that. Tell me what the halacha is, and that's it. Okay. So sometimes, you don't say, but the Gemara is saying over here that you should know the reasoning. Very interesting. So Rashi says, termisin, lay esparish. I don't know pshat. So why does Rashi come and say, just don't say pshat? You don't have to say you don't know pshat. That's the Aruch says.
Brings up shots from the other mother. He says it's bitter people.
Yeah. No, so why did Rashi say he doesn't know? Just don't say. A lot of times you see that in Rashi. Rashi's trying to show something without wissen as a vestish.
He didn't want to guess unless it's mucha.
No, let him not say.
No, you shouldn't think I know. I also don't know. Meaning,
let him just not write up shot. I mean,
then you think you're missing out something.
Yeah. When he would come from the Mesifta to the Bekesa, Nafki Mutunisa the Bekesa, they came out from the Tunisa Bekesa, they came out to Bagleitim, Umashayaland, they would sing in front of him, Rabba da Ame, was the meaning of the Nasi in his nation, Midabona the Umse, he's the Manig, and he's the Umse, Yashi explains, He was a mafanis, and he was close to the malchus. Baitzino denaro. He was like a pillar of fire. He was light. Baruch mesayach l'shalem. Baruch bayachal l'shalem. Come in with peace. The gashi baitzino denaro l'shem she gadol benoy. He was pretty. Damim basayach is a poyelim. Shufra de abavo ma'en shufra de abyechanon. So you see, abavo was a pretty man. Bichte mesayach baruch bayach. Look to my vayte. Harifas egla b'shloisha. We had in the machlekes a mishnah. If you need three for harifas egla, what's a egla? We give a egla. We saw a dead person in between two cities. We don't know where it came from, so we shots up. We have people coming down to measure how far closer to the city. So we need either three or five. Zok gemar tana bana. What the machlekes says the pasuk biyotz is a kenecha v'sheftecha. Is a kenecha shnayim v'sheftecha shnayim ve'im bezin shakam. We see in the land. So you have two plus two. It's four, and then you need a fifth. Harika chamish. The Rabbi Yudim Shimonayman. The Kenecha Shnayim. The Imbezin Shokum. The Sipin Leyan Deidecha. The Rekan Shloisha. So he does not dash him with Shavtecha. So the Rabbi Shimon Hai Shavtecha may have. Why doesn't he dash Shavtecha? Why does he only dash the Kenecha? So come on. Umi Bayile. Umi Chodim Shibit Shavtecha. Now has to be Miyuchid from Sanhedrin Gedayla. Rabbi Yudim is Zikne Zikenecha now. He learns it out from the extra. She said Zikne was the Kenecha to teach you that extra word to teach you need five. No, it's in Mechad. Mechad, I'm sorry. If we just say Zikne Havmina, Zikne Ashuk. Kazachman is a Kenecha. Meek Siv is a Kenecha. Havmina is a Nadiktana. Kazachman is a Shavtecha. Mechad is a Shavtecha. That's why I need a Shavtecha. And that's why I can learn out from a Shavtecha to learn out another two. Rabbi Yehuda, why can he learn out? Gama Zikne, Zikne, Mivisamchu, Zikne, Eda, Sidea. Ma'ala halon, which we learned yesterday, by smicha, by parim dov shatzib. Ma'ala halon mi chodin shebe eida. We learned that you need miyuchid. Afkam mi chodin shebe ziknecha. You need miyuchid. Feitimar yalef la yalef. You're learning from there. Yalef kulam alsa. You should learn everything from there. That you need five also. Why do I need over here to teach you the minion? Over there so we know.
Then you wouldn't need what? You wouldn't need shavtecha.
Yeah, you wouldn't need. Yeah. Yeah. The Vav Vishavtecha is coming to you for the minion, for the amount. Zok Rashi.
I mean, we're not using the
Gzeir Shavanah. Right, we're not using it. We're falling off.
Otherwise, you would learn everything from it.
Yeah. So Vav the Shavtech is coming. Ella, yeah. Zok Rashi, Amichan Shavtech, she musicness and hadn't gedaila. Oh, okay. Yeah, Mal Amichan Shabedic Bish, the Ligmir, the Kula Milsa, a film in Yon and the Hamisha, my awesome tape, the Tanya Lel, the Sam Khushnaim, Ziknishim, so you can learn everything there. Ella, the Oilam, Loigamak Zayashav, you did not learn that. The Shavtech, the Michadnitzach. So Minyana, what do you mean? The Ribid the Vav and the extra Vav. Remember, Shimon Vav Lidash, Shimon doesn't learn that Vav, and therefore he doesn't have. The Shavtecha, so Meli only has, he's left with two of his Zekenecha, and that's why he knows only three. It's like the Maral Me'ata, I have more psukim for you, V'yatu Shnayim, U'madadu Shnayim, it says the Pasuk V'yatu, V'yatu, they should go out, U'madadu should go out, L'shem Yavim. So you know two, another, Reb Yehuda Arei Tisha, Reb Yehuda should come out, you need nine, Reb Shimon Shiva. So you know, Ahu Mebayu Le'lecha Tanya, and then Abbas of V'yatu, Hein V'lai Shluchim, you can't sell Shluchim, you think that it's embarrassing, you should come with a tape measure. The righteous Sanhedrin should come with a tape measure. No, you yourself have to go out and mother do. Shafil and Nimtza
Ba'alil. Why is everything
that
you're doing
considered
a sign? Kineka
is a person,
Shavtech
is a person, but I'm saying
mother
is that's not a reason to
ask. Aren't they Lashon Rabbah?
Yeah,
Umadad.
Umadad.
Umadad
is one
person. No, but yeah, okay, so we had the Tzvei yesterday. It doesn't matter. We can learn out of the Torah. When the Torah goes ahead and says, you don't need to come and say again, Lashon Rabbah. If you would say that they both have to go out umadat, you'd think you mean only one, and that's it.
No, but that's not a normal way to talk. That's not grammatically correct.
No, they're saying once you need two, once there are two people going, so you can't say anymore Lashon Yachid. What should it say?
And once you have the first concept, it says two. The second
two.
One has to say
two. What should it say? That's once that, I'm talking about Rabbah, so then I have to say
after 35, because every time he talks about them, it says two.
Yeah, no, we had this discussion yesterday. Doesn't matter. When the Torah says something, the Torah can find the Eitzah how to do it. how the Torah says, and what to do again. That's the yeah. Once it started with two, then it always has to continue with two. Even if it's clear, very interesting halacha. It's clearly weird that it's closer to this city. Still, they have to go and measure. Why? What type of exercise of custom is this? What does it mean to production? So the Yad Ramah says that the reason why you need it is for, because once you start handling, maybe someone's going to come towards and say, oh, maybe they're going to get more clues on what's going on and find out who it is. Interesting, Rashi. It's Mefursim Makal. What do you mean Mefursim? You see it, and it's clear. Okay.